Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jessica from Linfield.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Jess?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Kennedy's gone, right, Dan? Will you verify that?
She gone.
Question number one. 92 years ago today, 1933, the first sighting of the Loch Ness Monster was reported when a couple drove by and saw an enormous animal rolling and plunging on the surface of Loch Ness. Which country is Nessie from?
Scotland.
Bruce Springsteen earned the nickname The Boss because his band used to say stuff like, "Hey, boss, are we getting paid this week?" What is the name of Bruce's very famous backing band?
The E Street Band.
Jelly Roll, Shaboozy, and Backstreet Boys were added as performers at the 60th Annual ACM Awards. In the very first line of Shaboozy's biggest hit song, he sings, "My baby wants a blank. She's been telling me all night long."
No, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm going to go with "My baby wants a ring," but I think that's wrong.
Question number four. Jody Sweetin says there's no beef with Candace Cameron Bure, despite their different views. She says, it's like family members when you're like, maybe we won't talk all the time, but I don't hate you. Can you name both of their Full House characters?
Stephanie Tanner and DJ Tanner.
And question number five, the new Mission Impossible movie is jumping on the trend of novelty popcorn buckets. The bucket is in the shape of a capsule and can only be opened with a special key. Which 2024 movie made headlines because it made you stick your hand in the mouth of a sandworm to get your popcorn?
Dune.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Jessica, I understand you're headed to school. You're a high school teacher.
I'm headed to school. Correct.
Kennedy, just get all this real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
She's on her way to school. Uh-huh. High school teacher.
Yeah.
She's late.
Yeah.
Prom is tonight.
Okay.
And she's getting married this weekend.
Woo! Not busy at all.
All of the parties.
I might have taken today off.
It's a lot going on at the moment, you know?
Call me nuts, but I might have taken today off.
What are you going to do with all your free time this weekend?
You know, after the wedding, I'm going to have so much space in my brain. It's going to be great.
Good. Aww.
I think you wear the same dress to both events.
I would.
It has been considered. It's at the same location.
That is a hoot.
This is just a crazy story. I could spend an hour just asking questions. Kennedy, Jessica got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
92 years ago today, 1933. The first sighting of Loch Ness of the Loch Ness Monster was reported when a couple drove by and saw an enormous animal rolling and plunging on the surface. Which country is Nessie from?
Scotland.
Tied at one. Bruce Springsteen earned the nickname The Boss because his band used to say stuff like, "Hey, boss, are we getting paid this week?" What is the name of Bruce's very famous backing band?
The E Street Band.
Jelly Roll, Shaboozy, and Backstreet Boys were added as performers to the 60th annual ACM Awards. In the very first line of Shaboozy's biggest song, he sings, "My baby wants a blank."
Birkin.
My baby wants a Birkin, not a ring. Yes.
Do you want a Birkin, Kennedy?
Of course you want a Birkin.
No. I mean, if somebody gave me one, I wouldn't say no, but no, the thought of spending that much money on a purse that I put on the floor whenever I go somewhere, no. It just seems silly.
3-2 question.
If you can afford a Birkin, you also have a holder for the Birkin. He just follows you around in white gloves.
Yeah, and if you don't know, Birkin bags are probably, what, like $30,000?
Base level. That is your entry-level AM radio only Birkin bag, yes.
It's like with no accessories, roll-up windows.
5 seasons ago, yes.
Question number 4. Jody Sweetin says there's no beef with Candace Cameron Bure, despite their differing views. You say Bure, I say Bure.
That's how you pronounce it.
It's like family members when you're like, maybe we don't talk all the time, but I don't hate you. Can you name both of their Full House characters?
No. One of them was initials, and one of them wasn't. Oh, gosh, why is it escaping me? I can't.
Stephanie and DJ Tanner.
There it is.
3-3, question number 5. The new Mission Impossible movie is jumping on the trend of novelty popcorn buckets. The bucket is in the shape of a capsule and can only be opened with a special key.
Then I hope it explodes
after 10 seconds.
I don't want a key to eat my popcorn. I just want to eat my popcorn.
Which 2024 movie made headlines because it made you stick your hand in the mouth of a sandworm to get your popcorn?
Dune 2. No, Dune. The first one. Dune. It was Dune. The regular one. Dune. Was it Dune 2?
It was Dune 2.
Dune 2.
I was just waiting for you to figure it out. All right, 3-3 is the final score. We end up in a 3-3 tie with the tie. Kennedy gets the win, Jessica. But you're not walking away without a gift. We've got a pair of tickets to see Jay Shetty on May 15th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You can join Jay for engaging conversations with a surprise celebrity guest, wellness expert, or influential leader. Buy tickets at boxcenter.org. And I don't know what to say about your weekend other than enjoy.
Yes. Make sure you take time to enjoy it. Breathe.
I will take all of that.
That's
Thank
a girl.
So much.
Oh, happy wedding.
Yeah, and make sure somebody fix you a to-go plate from your reception.
Yes, yes.
Because when you leave there an hour later, you're going to be like, wow, I never ate.
You could be like me and end up at the Burger King with your mother.
Right.
In your wedding dress, you were at the Burger King?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It was the only place open.
I love you so much.
All right, Jessica, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jessica from Linfield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. Presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. A little love goes a long way. In the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid, you can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Janice from Somerville.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Janice, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye, Felicia.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $100. If you tie Kennedy, remember, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 6,070 wins, 444 losses. We get one more loss, we go to another redemption week.
Like almost back-to-back redemption weeks.
Yep. Janice, are you ready?
I am.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, just passed 1 billion views on YouTube. Gaga and Bruno are currently the exact same age. Are they over or under 40?
They are under.
Actress Rachel Zegler, 24 this weekend. She was just the star of which Disney movie that did not do well at the box office?
Moana.
Lance Bass from NSYNC turns 46 this weekend. Name this NSYNC song. Let go. If you want me, girl, let me know. I am down on my knees. I can't take it anymore.
I don't know that one. I'm sorry.
Question number four. The Kentucky Derby happens tomorrow. The official post time for the main event, 6:57 p.m. But coverage will start at 2:30 with a full day of races. What is the traditional drink of the Kentucky Derby?
That is Sorry, give me one sec. It's the
All right, I need an answer.
Oh my God. It's right. Not a Moscow Mule. Okay, we'll pass.
Question number five. Lord says her body is back to the way it should be after she, quote, made it very small because I thought that was what you did as a woman. Now she can eat as much as she wants and needs. Lord is from which country with the capital city of Wellington?
Lord.
That's a tough one.
Oh, geez.
I don't know my international capitals, Dan.
New Zealand?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Good poll.
Yeah, that was very good. I understand you are going to be watching the Karen Reed trial all day.
I sure am. I can't wait.
I am so obsessed. How do you watch it? Where do you watch it?
I usually watch Melanie Little on YouTube. She's great. She's an attorney, and she's just a good, like, commentator.
Okay. You should check out our friend Emily D. Baker. She does the same thing. She's very good, too.
Yes. I watched Emily, too. She's awesome.
All right. Janice got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, just passed 1 billion views on YouTube. Gaga and Bruno are currently the exact same age. Are they over or under 40?
Under.
They are both 39, I'm told. Tied at 1. Actress Rachel Zegler, 24 this weekend. She was the star of which Disney movie that did not do well at the box office?
Snow White.
Snow White, yes. 2-1. Moana crushed it, didn't it?
Moana 2?
Yeah, I thought it did pretty well.
I'm going to assume. I don't know off the top of my head.
Question number 3. Lance Bass from NSYNC, 46 this weekend. Name this NSYNC song, Kennedy. Let go.
Tearing us apart?
Tearing up my heart.
Tearing up my heart.
Oh! 2-1, question number 4. The Kentucky Derby happens tomorrow. The official post time for the main event is 6:57 p.m., Kennedy.
That is very specific.
It's coverage the starts at, minute in sport.
coverage starts at 2:30 with a full day of races. What is the traditional drink of the Kentucky Derby?
A mint julep.
It is a mint julep,
and
3-1.
Hats.
Also, Tears of Sorrow. A lot of people lose a lot of money. The gamblers I'm talking about, not the horse owners. They're fine. Question number 5. Lord says her body's back to the way it should be after she, quote, made it very small because I thought that's what you did as a woman. Now she eats as much as she wants and needs.
Girl.
Lord is from which country with the capital city of Wellington?
Ooh. New Zealand?
That is correct. 4-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Yes.
Janice, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do have a $100.99 restaurant gift card for you. You can visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. You buy a $25 gift card and receive 2 $5 bonus cards, okay?
Thank you.
Double bonus gift card special.
Go again. Get it to go and then go sit at the house with your Gold Fever wings and watch the trial. That is a Friday afternoon.
There it is.
All right, Janice, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Janice.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Ashley to the show this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Ashley's from Foxborough, and today is her son Archie's 10th.
10th birthday, yep.
Oh, yeah, I'm not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to say.
Double digits, that's a big one.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Was that Archie?
It is, yeah.
What's up, Archie?
Say hi.
Hi.
Archie is like one of my all-time favorite names.
Because of the comic?
I loved the comic when I was a kid, but it's like one of those names. Like, why didn't we think to name Barrett Archie? It just never crossed my mind. It's such a
His
great
name is Archer, but is Archie.
Yeah. Archer is his real name? I like Archibald, too. All right, enough about Archie's. Let's get to it. 5 pop culture trivia.
Archibald sounds like he has a trust fund.
That's true.
And his dad, he summers
Archibald.
On Nantucket.
Archibald.
His dad's a lawyer.
He's probably a third or a fourth. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And she is in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Today in 2006, Shaq and Kobe both welcomed new daughters into the world, born just 6 months apart. Gianna Bryant was born in California and minutes before Mira O'Neal was born in Florida. Shaq and Kobe won 3 championships together for which NBA team?
Lakers?
Question number two. Phoebe Gates revealed on the Call Her Daddy podcast that her father, Bill Gates, has Asperger's syndrome. Gates was the richest man in the world for many, many years, but has relinquished that title. According to Forbes, who is the richest man in the world in 2025?
Jeff Bezos.
Question number three. Matthew Lillard is in talks to join the upcoming Carrie TV series. Matthew Lillard has played this Scooby-Doo character in 2 live-action movies and tons of animated stuff. Who does he play?
Shaggy.
Ed Sheeran will release an album called Play on September 12th. Ed showed up in a random Massachusetts town on March 28th, built an entire pop-up pub for a day, and then filmed a music video inside with its fans for his new song, Old Phone. Which town did it happen in?
Ipswich.
And question number 5, 17 years ago today in 2008, the Marvel Cinematic Universe was launched with the release of the first movie that would start the concept of a shared, interconnected Marvel Universe. Which movie started it all?
Iron Man.
Started it and ended it.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Was that Archie that said that answer, or is that Ashley?
He was very excited. He's seen all the Marvel movies now. So
that's my boy.
The new one looks pretty good, too, that's coming out.
Also, Thunderbolt. He loves you.
Thunderbolts looks good. Yeah. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I think I have Ashley and her son Archie getting 4 out of 5.
A strong 4 out of 5.
Well done.
These are very difficult, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today in 2006, Shaq and Kobe both welcomed daughters into the world, born just six minutes apart. Shaq and Kobe won 3 chips together on which NBA team?
The Lakers.
Tied at 1. Phoebe Gates revealed on the Call Her Daddy podcast that her dad, Bill Gates, has Asperger's syndrome. Gates was the richest man in the world for many, many, many years, but has since relinquished that title. According to Forbes, who is the richest man in the world in 2025?
Elon Musk.
I mean, it's definitely some Saudi prince with oil money who's worth $1 trillion. It just isn't on the list. Right. Yeah.
He's not reporting it to the government.
Right.
2 to 1. Question number 3. Matthew Lillard is in talks to join the upcoming Carrie TV series. Matthew Lillard has played this Scooby-Doo character in 2 live-action movies and tons of animated stuff. Who does he play?
Shaggy.
3 to 2. Question number 4. Ed Sheeran will release an album called Play September 12th. Of course, he showed up in a random Massachusetts town back on March 28th. He built an entire pop-up pub, filmed a video inside of it with his fans for the song Old Phone. Which town did he go to?
Ipswich.
I would not have remembered that. They're just, you guys are incredible. It's
burned into my brain.
Mm-hmm. I would have forgotten.
I mentioned it probably 800 times that week.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I'll ever forget it.
4 to 3, question number 5. 17 years ago today in 2008, the Marvel Cinematic Universe was launched with release of the first movie that would start the concept of a shared interconnected Marvel Universe. Which movie started it all?
That's the first of this Marvel Universe, or the first one where they all came together?
The first movie that started the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Captain America.
Iron Man.
I disagree, but okay.
Iron Man 2008 started it all.
That's what
I
first.
I love 3000. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a 10-year-old named Archie that will fight you about it.
All right,
right now,
good Kennedy. Enough.
4 to 4. I'm throwing a challenge flag, Dan. I'm kidding.
What have we done?
Good, man. It's all good.
4 to 4 is final score. Kennedy gets the win with the tie. Ashley, don't get the cash. But we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. And Archie, we hope you have a wonderful day today, okay? What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Ashley from Foxborough, and I can't be.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.